Belinda Audio presents an unabridged recording from Quarterly Essay, Australia's leading journal of politics, culture and debate.
Quarterly Essay 39, Power Shift, Australia's Future Between Washington and Beijing, written and read by Hugh White. There's a problem with Australia's vision of its future. On the one hand, we assume that China will just keep growing indefinitely, buying more and more from our miners at higher and higher prices. On the other hand, we expect America to remain the strongest power in Asia, the region's natural leader, and Australia's ultimate protector. We'll have a very nice future if both these things happen. The problem is they can't both happen at once. If China grows fast enough to keep our economy buoyant, it will overtake America to become the richest country in the world, sometime around 2030. That will make it too strong to live under American leadership in Asia. It will look to lead in its own right and challenge America's position. Asia will be transformed by what follows, and so will Australia. For 40 years, America's dominant place in Asia has been essentially uncontested by China and the region's other strong states. That has kept Asia remarkably peaceful and made Australia very secure. China's growing wealth and power, by contesting America's leadership, upsets all this. A new order will appear in Asia, which may not be as peaceful and stable as the one that served us so well for over a generation. Australia will find itself in a different and perhaps more dangerous region, facing higher risks of conflict and fewer economic opportunities. We could easily end up both poorer and less secure than we are today. The foundations of Asia's political and strategic order are already shifting. This year, China overtook Japan to become the world's second biggest economy. It's already bigger, relative to the US, than the Soviet Union ever was during the Cold War. A Chinese challenge to American power in Asia is no longer a future possibility, but a current reality. Few issues are more important to Australia's future than how this plays out. You wouldn't know it to listen to our leaders. Even Kevin Rudd, who understands Asia's dynamics as well as anyone, avoided the issue as Prime Minister, worried that it might make voters uneasy. Tony Abbott dismissed the whole question when he wrote in his book Battle Lines that by 2020, the United States will still have the world's strongest economy by far, and China's rise may not mean much change for Australia's international relationships or foreign policy priorities. Julia Gillard seems never to have thought about it at all. Our leaders, and by extension the rest of us, are assuming that Asia will be transformed economically over the next few decades, but remain unchanged strategically and politically. It's an appealing assumption, because the past 40 years have been among the best times in Australia's history, and it's been easy to believe that American power will continue indefinitely to keep Asia peaceful and Australia safe. That has been a cardinal mistake. To see why, we need to know what made the last few decades so good, but remain unchanged strategically and politically. It's an appealing assumption, because the past 40 years have been among the best times in Australia's history, and it's been easy to believe that American power would continue indefinitely to keep Asia peaceful and Australia safe. That has been a cardinal mistake. To see why, we need to know what made the last few decades so good.